Who sees the truth? Vasishtha continued, O Rama, he sees the truth who sees the body as a product of deluded understanding and as the fountain source of misfortune, and who knows that the body is not the self. He sees the truth who sees that in this body pleasure and pain are experienced on account of the passage of time and the circumstances in which one is placed, and that they do not pertain to him. He sees the truth who knows that the self, which is as subtle as the millionth part of the tip of a hair, divided a million times, pervades everything. He sees the truth who sees that there is no division at all between the self and the other, and that the one infinite light of consciousness exists as the sole reality. He sees the truth who sees that the non-dual consciousness which indwells all beings is omnipotent and omnipresent. He sees the truth who is not deluded into thinking that he is the body which is subject to illness, fear, and agitation. He sees the truth who sees that all things are strung in the self as beads are strung on a thread, and who knows I am not the mind. He sees the truth who sees that all this is Brahman, neither I nor the other. He sees the truth who sees all beings in the three worlds as his own family, deserving of his sympathy and protection. He sees the truth who knows that the self alone exists and that there is no substance in objectivity. He is unaffected who knows that pleasure, pain, birth, death, etc. are all the self only. He is firmly established in the truth who feels, what should I acquire? What should I renounce when all this is the one self? Salutations to that abode of auspiciousness who is filled with the supreme realization that the entire universe is truly Brahman alone, which remains unchanged during all the apparent creation, existence, and dissolution of the universe. From Vasishtha's Yoga, translated by Swami Venkatesananda.